You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are with my good friend Peter. I won't mention his last name because I can't pronounce it correctly. And what is it again, sir?
Don't give up.
Okay, Peter's Lewiski.
Me, Mr. Peter.
Mr. Peter. I bet. Okay. And and we've got my good friend Seth Dennison here. I'm going to say a high five to the better part. Seth's partner.
Wife.
Yeah, Melissa. She's the real deal.
Peter's my partner. Melissa's my wife.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. So, Peter, let's go back to it. What's different today than what happened in the last cycle, and why does anybody care?
Well, I think one of the things that's different is battle scars. There's a lot of people walking around with some serious battle scars. People who had played last condo cycle, again, 03 to 10, peaked in 6, began to fall at 7, bottomed in 9, was pretty much cleaned up in 10. A lot of those people are still trying to come back from where they were. Let me give you, for instance, if you bought a condo in 2006 in Greater Downtown Miami, on average, and if you would have held it the whole time through until the peak of this current cycle, you never would have got back to where you were. You never hit that high water mark. Now, you went to other markets like Miami Beach, Sunny Isles, places like that, you were able to do it. So Downtown Miami is this special animal that people keep believing in. Why? Because the prospect is so interesting. I would make the argument, though, is you ever see the movie Gangs in New York?
Yes.
Okay. So I would make the argument right now, Miami Incorporated 1896 is going through a Gangs in New York fight between developers. This is a knife fight. All these developers are trying to put up stuff, trying to outdo each other. And who ultimately is going to benefit? It's going to be the low-hanging fruit opportunist.
So then, what I've noticed that you talked about the different markets is there really is no limit to supply in downtown. You got this infinite vertical zoning, and there's going to be less and less parking required because of the way that Miami 21 works and because of the way that the paradigm for development is shifting. So I can see where downtown would have had a little bit of a suppression on price recovery versus Miami Beach, which has really got a limit on developable beachfront sites. They're real expensive. Now you got to do a teardown.
True. Well, what I would also add to Downtown Miami, don't forget the rentals. By some estimates, Miami Downtown Development Authority, they're predicting somewhere in the ballpark of 8,000 rentals. We got 20,000 condos coming, of which at least 12,000 will be constructed and or completed. The other 8 are sort of iffy. But so we're talking about 20,000 additional units hitting a market that up until 2002 had about 11,500. Where are we going to end up at the end of the day? Somewhere around 60,000 condo units since 2002.
Yeah, but the creatives, that started the creatives coming here. It meant that they could afford to live here, that they could move out of wherever they were and come down here and then do their thing in Wynwood, which had no housing. So they were living in all these units. So that could possibly happen again and benefit our economy by addressing the affordability issue. And Seth, if you buy these units, how are you going to price them? Are you going to hold them for sale, for resale? Are you going to create a portfolio of rentals? What's your strategy if you can share it?
Yeah, we absolutely can share it. We ultimately believe the long-term prospects of Downtown Miami are very strong, very robust. There's quite a lot of population growth, a lot of labor growth, a lot of wage growth. It's just going to take some time for that population to ultimately catch up to the abundance of inventory. So as the spigot gets shut off on new development in the next 12 months or so, I ultimately believe that when the next cycle occurs in 2022 or so, there will be opportunities then for new development. In the interim, we're here to ultimately collect a portfolio, rent them during a hold period, and make dispositions in 2022.
You see, it's because the supply is added lumpy. You know, you got 400 units at a pop, and you really can't stop, although I've seen it before, and it's ugly if they stop in the middle. But they can't stop, and once they go, the apartments will never stop because those guys are capitalized before they close on the land. And in the current model, the condo guys won't stop because they're building with OPM. Tell me a little bit about the different model this time, Peter.
Well, last time I was working as a broker, I had a lot of money coming through my way. I'm a licensed broker, been licensed since the late 90s. So last time I was a broker, I didn't want to take any kind of allegiance with one fund, one institutional group versus another. This time, what I realized is the guys last time didn't know what the hell they were doing. We were bringing great deals. Cost of roughly about $300 a foot or so to build a tower, we were making offers and getting counters about $125 a foot. Very, very, very. Think about going into Macy's anywhere and getting roughly 60-70% off something brand new. That's the type of deals that were out there. But a lot of the New Yorkers and the out-of-towners, they didn't understand the nuances of South Florida as well as downtown Miami. So this time I joined forces with Seth, who's a local guy, been in the business for quite some time. He understands it's local, and we're going to use our brain power rather than relying on some New York committee to parachute in, have their people run the numbers and come up with some sort of decision that probably is going to be a wrong decision.
What makes you think that we're starting to get to the point where attractive deals will be had? Have you seen any excess supply trade yet?
Anecdotal or statistically?
You tell me.
All right, so let me give you anecdotal first and foremost. Anecdotal commissions during at the beginning of this cycle, if you brought a buyer in as a realtor, a real estate agent, and you got paid a commission, it was 5%. So a $100,000 deal would mean a $5,000 commission. What is that commission today? 10%. There's one example. Another example, we've had three mayors get busted by the police, by the feds, by whoever, for basically making things, greasing the wheels to let developments go. Typically at the end of a cycle down here, politicians start to sort of go by the wayside. And then the other thing is that we're starting to see the amount of supply increase. Downtown Miami today, about 32 months of supply. What is the equilibrium? About 6 months. Less supply means the seller has the advantage. More supply means the buyer has the advantage. So if 6 months is the equilibrium, and overall in Dade County, about 16 months. So it's double in downtown Miami. And this is still before another 4,000 to 6,000 units will be delivered in the next 12 months or so.
We've only got about 5 minutes left, and I want to just get your expertise on some of the other submarkets. Can you dance me around Dade and Broward County just a little bit?
Absolutely, but I'm going to be looking at it from a buy-side perspective, not a sell-side.
That's okay. I just want your perspective, and then, you know, we'll figure it out from there.
Sunny Isles Beach, going to hell. Bay Harbor, going to hell. Surfside, Bell Harbor, doing okay. Miami Beach, it'll sort of tough it out because you have some wealthy individuals who don't necessarily want to take it on the chin just yet. Grove is being spoken about how great it is, how it's coming back. Go out there, have a drink, have some dinner. You'll see there's no one around. No way to justify the pricing, which is more equivalent to the Barrier Island. Go to a place like the Gables, very strong. Still going very strong. Still a lot of good things in place. North Miami Beach has an opportunity to sort of come back simply because of the high pricing in Sunny Isles Beach. Aventura sort of going sideways.
Okay. Fort Lauderdale, Hollandale.
Fantastic. Think about, given the fact we're around the Korean Peninsula, this whole concept, North Korea, South Korea, the difference in market conditions condo-wise, Dade County from an activity perspective is effectively North Korea. And you look at Broward County, Palm Beach County, they're effectively South Korea. They are humming. Why? Because mostly domestic buyers. They're welcome under the current regime, where foreign nationals are not welcome, and we got way too much supply being put up in Dade versus Broward and Palm Beach County. So I would tell you, if you're looking to go long and you're very positive, rah, 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 convention or visitor bureau stuff, go to Broward and go to Palm Beach. If you're looking to sort of take advantage of opportunities that are rising, with like what Seth and I are doing, Dade County is the only place you want to be, which is why Wall Street is coming in a very big way. They're putting their sights on what's going to happen. So there's a bunch of little red dots going on. It's just a matter of who's going to pull the trigger first on a big deal.
You know, it's very exciting that you say that, because I'm doing a lot of development deals for multifamily in Broward, and I've actually got only one in Dade County. Actually, I've got two in Dade County I'm working on, and they're both in markets that you say are firm. So that makes me feel good, and I'm going to use your statistics and maybe even have my guys call you. You still do any of those reports?
I'm still doing the reports. My prices tend to be a little bit high. I just raise them a little bit more.
Well, you're famous now because you're a media star. I know some people who may even help with that. Seth, I got another couple of minutes. I want to give you a minute here. Why just downtown? Why not some of the other bleeding places?
We're not looking to be experts in all of Dade County. We're very, very focused. We're concentrated on a 3.86-mile radius that runs from the Rickenbacker Causeway on the south, Julia Tuttle to the north, west to 95, and east to the water.
What's your favorite building? And why?
I'm focused on a particular building now. Property Markets Group built it. Great building, fantastic location, wonderful amenities, Echo Brickell. Love the building. They did a great job with it. But the problem with that building is you've got over 40% of the units that are presently on the MLS. I would make the assumption that roughly another 10 to 15% that are pocket listed. And so you've got a building right now that is brand new, just came online, and over 50% of the units in the building are presently on the market.
So, Peter, is that going to be indicative of the rest of the buildings as they deliver?
Ultimately, if you are a tenant and you've been overpaying on rent, your day of reckoning to be able to take advantage of the landlord. It's coming very soon. Very, very, very soon. There's going to be a little bit of a revolution. You know, I was saying anecdotally, how do we know we're at the end of the cycle besides the politicians getting arrested and the too much inventory?
You've got to come on again.
The other thing is we start to see the government officials talk about affordable housing. Whenever they talk about, remember last cycle, Mark Sarnoff was a city commissioner in Miami. His big hustle was affordable housing, affordable housing. Lo and behold, the market went to sideways and there was no longer affordable housing discussion. So whenever we start building up, this is what seems to happen. And Carlos Jimenez is talking about it right now. In fact, Pedro Garcia, and Seth can talk about this more, the property appraiser. Seth, you want to mention the Pedro Garcia aspect?
Yeah, Seth, wrap it up because we've only got a minute left and I want to give you the last word.
So Pedro Garcia just put a report out that the Miami Herald picked up on June 1st in which he specifically told the tale of two cities in Miami-Dade County where you've got areas like Doral and Hialeah that are going gangbusters, seeing 8 and 10% growth year over year. But meanwhile, the urban core, through his own report, states that we have overdeveloped, there's saturation there, and he expects things to get worse before they ultimately get better. And we believe that 100%.
Because he's projecting the county's income from property tax, and he's doing an estimation of valuation fluctuation. Is that why?
That's exactly right, Jim.
And the last time we were in this situation, City of Miami had junk bond status from a credit rating perspective, which ultimately contributed to the Marlins Stadium fiasco.
Okay, well, I think I'll leave it there so we can come back and ask you some more. Hey, Seth, if people want to get information on your fund, how do they do that?
They can go to our website at brickle-ventures.com, brickle-ventures.com.
All right, we're going to take a wrap here. We're going to go to a break. Woo! But I want to thank you guys for being here. This was awesome. I want to remind everybody we've got Craig Studnicki. He's one of the founders and leaders at International Sales Group, ISG Real Estate. We're going to get the broker's perspective. We've had the investors on today. We're going to have the brokers on too. Craig has listings all over town, and we're going to get his perspective. He's hanging on the line. Real excited to have him. I want to thank our friends at Levy for bringing him, and I want to thank you guys for coming in today. Will you please come back?
Absolutely.
All right, Jim, yes.
I got to tell you, your view of Miami International Airport and the landing strip is almost more compelling than actually speaking to you.
Thank you, Peter. You always
I like Wanda's dancing.
I love the way he talks. It's so speed and concise and no breathing.
That's right. That's why we put him on. I've been waiting until it was his time, but right now, I think it's your time.
Vulture time.
All right. Vulture into my life.